You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party of Aotearoa is working on an inquiry group into student accommodation. This is a sector of tertiary education that is unfairly under-regulated for students, and this has been exposed more than ever amongst the COVID-19 pandemic. So I got in touch with Isabella Lennon-Hyken, President of the New Zealand Union for Students Association, to talk with her about their stance and also her own personal experience in halls of residence.
Student accommodation across Aotearoa, both in universities and polytechnics, is in a really precarious state. The reason for that is probably for three main reasons. The first is that it's incredibly inconsistent and it's not regulated. So there's no real and robust legislative support for both students or tertiary providers in relation to the protection of students within student accommodation or the regulation of student accommodation generally. The second, and this is a result of this, is that it's incredibly expensive. And this means that students, you know, are paying anywhere from $200 to $400 a week in order to live in student accommodation. And the third thing is that it just doesn't stack up. The experience that students get doesn't stack up with the promise that they're given by their tertiary provider. If I think back to my first year at a university accommodation at Otago University, I was sold this promise that it would be, you know, the gateway into an incredible student experience, that this would be where I met my friends for life. It would be provide me with the opportunity to study and to thrive in a university environment. And I think it did all the opposite. It was incredibly, competitive and not a good environment for meeting people. It was quite toxic in the way that it was run. It was like going to a boarding school when I was 18, but without any of the pastoral care support that actually I was needing, you know, and mental health support or the fact that I was moving away from home for the first time, all those things that were so necessary, but actually it was quite a toxic environment that was more similar to something like a boarding school, without those kind of supports in place, as opposed to the kind of accommodation that I actually was kind of expecting.
Yeah, I'd have to say, even in my experiences that first year going into student accommodation, it was very similar. I did share feelings of a toxic environment, and I'm sure there are also a lot of students living in accommodation that also feel the same way. So how did it come to this? How do universities justify this high cost of living for a student accommodation?
Well, I mean, they might have a different perspective on the way that they justify it, but from my perspective, they justify it by the fact that, student accommodation they perceive as necessary in order for bringing students to a particular city to study.
Yeah.
And I agree, right? Like, the cost of living in our country, the cost of rent are incredibly high, and unless we have accommodation that is tailored for students, that kind of follows and allows students to be there for the academic year, then we're not actually serving the community well. However, what accommodation has turned into in the offering of student accommodation is that it's moved away from that core purpose of providing students with a place for them to study in a safe environment into a money-making business. And you can see that with the fact that tertiary providers are now contracting out their accommodation services to organisations like Campus Living Villages, who are large conglomerates and large corporations who run student accommodation in order to make a profit. So it's been really turned on its head. And then if you look at other providers, they may not necessarily be outsourcing it to corporations like CLV, but they are running it in order to subsidise the cost of other parts of the university or the tertiary institution.
And what you said before, I think you're absolutely right that tertiary education has moved away from being a structure of an educational institution, as that should be, and has started to become, it's showing signs of this business practice. But we'll get into that for another time. We'll move on into the next question. This is just around, so the Green Party are planning a select committee to inquire into student accommodation. How do you feel about this educational workforce undertaking such an inquiry?
Yeah, so we're really supportive of such an inquiry into student accommodation, and NZUSA has been calling on a similar inquiry for since the COVID-19 lockdown, but you know, we've been involved in the in calling out accommodation services, and I think this is a really great opportunity for us to get to the bottom of the issues that we're seeing and that have been exacerbated in light of COVID-19. So we have been very supportive of this cross-party call. So I think it's great that the Greens are working with all parties to deliver this, because it shouldn't be a political issue. Fundamentally, it's about ensuring that students have a good experience with their tertiary education, and that our tertiary education is inclusive, and that fundamentally that's what it should be. People should be able to access it, and student accommodation is a way that people can access it.
Yeah, I think so.
We are incredibly supportive. I think the only thing I would say in relation to that is that we just want it to be really broad in its scope, and we don't want it to be limited to simply the issues that we've seen come to light in relation to COVID-19. For example, the fact that students are continuing to be charged despite not being able to access accommodation during Level 3 and Level 4, but actually look into the fundamental and systemic cultures within these halls of residence, which over the last several years we have seen numerous media stories outlining, you know, the rape culture or sexual violence within halls of residence, the poor mental health that students suffer, and all of these things have the opportunity to be addressed during this inquiry, and we really encourage Parliament to take a really broad scope to this inquiry to ensure that all of those can come within its ambit.
We'll move on now, and this is back to the select committee around the inquiry. And we did talk before just around our own university experiences and also the university experience in general. So what do you think student accommodation should be providing for students in halls of residence within the university experience?
Well, I think it's really important that we take it from a values base. So if we want education to be something that everyone in Aotearoa can access, regardless of their age or regardless of whether they're just out of high school or they've got children or whatever, then we want to ensure that the barriers to being able to do that are overcome. And one of those barriers is accommodation. So taking it from that position, I think it's really important that we realise that accommodation is a gateway for people being able to access tertiary study.
Yeah.
Therefore, it needs to be safe. It needs to be conducive for people being able to study and meet people and belong in a community. It can't just be for people that are straight out of high school and want that kind of halls of residence experience. It is completely wrong that students are paying $400 a week for services that are, I don't believe, worth that at all. Taking it from that values base gives us an opportunity for us to really review the purpose of student accommodation. And thinking back, you know, and we shared our own experiences on this, I would like student accommodation be something that students feel safe in. And so I think it's really important that we actually create a community through our student accommodation that enables people to actually be safe and healthy and well, because if we're not achieving those basic things, then we're not allowing those people to get off to a really good start.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.